Good evening. I'd like to call to order the Taney County Planning Commission public hearing and regular meeting Tuesday, October 10th, 2023, and it's 6:04 p.m. Scott, would you please establish a quorum?
Yes, Dave Stewart.
Present.
Thomas Holman.
Present.
Devin Sonnefeld.
Here.
Roger Haynes.
Here.
Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogel. Howard Kitchen.
Here.
George Kramer. Devin Huff.
Here.
Do you have a quorum?
Thank you. Scott, would you please give an explanation of meeting procedures?
Yes, I'd like to welcome everyone to the October 10th, 2023 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required, governed by the provisions of the Taney County Zoning Regulations and are held for each zoning or conditional use application which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County Zoning Regulations and Zoning Maps into evidence as Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. Staff file including all pertinent information for each case is Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at the public hearing this evening. Staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet, then give your name to the Planning Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. Public hearing for each case shall be closed upon conclusion of public comment, and the Planning Commission will consider the application for a vote.
Thank you, Scott. First item we have is review and action of the August 14, 2023 meeting minutes. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes as presented? Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve the minutes? Got a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor, raise your hand. Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Minutes stand approved. Do we want to look at a motion for to limit time for speaking?
Mr. Chairman, I would make a motion that we limit the speaking time to 4 minutes per individual.
So we have a motion to limit speaking time to non-applicants to 4 minutes. Do we have a second?
Second.
Got a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next we have, there's been a recommendation to move the old and new business to the top of the agenda, 109 CFI LLC. Would there be consideration for a motion to move that application of old and new business to the top?
I'll make that motion.
Okay, we've got a motion. Second?
Second.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, motion carries. So, Scott, first item would be 23-002 MJS.
So this is your preliminary plat review. You sent the applicant out the door with a few things to take care of. I'll just catch you up since we didn't meet in September. If you remember, of course, this is Amherst, Hillcrest, the landings across, if you remember the location, 76 and Lakeshore Drive. So if you can see all the little red tick marks, those are all the lots, 100 and some plus lots. They had come through to be rezoned to NR1, but the contingency was they had to replat. So this is just our infrastructure of our sewer lines. This is the water. And I changed this last time you saw this. Here's that old plat. And if you'll look, if you can see my cursor right there on the east side of Amherst, there's documents that were mailed to the applicant today. that he'll review that's Devin Huff, 10 feet, correct?
Yes.
Okay, 10 feet added road right-of-way width to Amherst for the ability to work on it. Cut out a turnaround in this last lot, which we asked them to do. And then was there another 10 feet up? Can you see my cursor, Devin?
Yeah, right
up in this area?
Yeah.
Okay. So Devin's currently working with the applicant on getting the document signed to get that extra right-of-way width. And that's incorporated into this preliminary plat. He's changed the lot sizes. All the lot sizes still meet your minimum of 8,000 square feet. I know he's working. I've seen some emails back and forth with Brad Albritton, the sewer district. So they're currently in conversations and working on how to rework or change or get the infrastructure for the sewer. So the other item, if we look up here, talking with MoDOT, and these are the recommendations that their engineer has sent. It's a little faint, and I tried to zoom in, but if you see Amherst kind of comes in at an angle to their new proposed Hillcrest, or that's not Hillcrest. Do you have a name for that road yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
I'm for suggestions.
Yep. So right here, the MoDOT engineers recommend taking Amherst and turning it more of a 90 to this new entrance into that subdivision. And then I think there were some changes that were made to this entrance that their engineer can go over that we were looking at last time. But other than that, that's all I've got to present to you besides what the applicant and his engineer have and any questions you guys would have. What I would be looking for, if you are satisfied, is just a motion to approve the preliminary plat as presented or with any changes that you recommend. Then we can move forward with the, once the road vacates, get finished by the county commission, they can start presenting me some final plats to review and look at. So there's a whole lot more steps to come after this, but this is just the general concept of the lot and the entrance alignment and the infrastructure and the extra right-of-way. So.
Okay. You want to just step up? Are there any questions for the applicant? Seems pretty straightforward, and they've been before us before and done quite a bit of work from first time they were in front of us. So if not any questions, do we have anyone that feels comfortable putting a motion on the floor to be considered for approval of the preliminary plat as presented? Got a motion? Second?
I'll second that.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Step one. Thanks,
everybody.
Thank you guys
Thank
for
you.
Your time.
All right, now we're going to move on to public hearing and final vote. And I just want to let everybody in the audience know from the rezone portion, we've got an unusual event tonight. We got some rezones with conditional use permits combined. So we're going to hear the case or the application and allow for public comment with that. And then we'll have two motions that we'll need to be voting on. One, the rezone, and two would be the conditional use permit if it's tied to that. And just, again, for everyone's reference is our responsibility is to review the case, and then we give a recommendation of approval or denial in the form of a resolution to the Taney County Commission. So we're not the final vote on this, but we do make the recommendation. So that's what we're here for tonight with the public hearing portion of that. So with that, Scott, if we want to move on to the first one of 23-014 rezone.
So Maxim Popoff is seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the rezoning request of one parcel, which is number 09 3.0-08-001-010-019.000, located at 2361 State Highway BV, Power Site. Subject property is currently zoned R1, single-family residential. The rezoning request is for A1 agricultural. The conditional use permit is number 23-013. A motion for the conditional use permit approval will be contingent that the county commission approves the rezoning request for the requested zoning district. So we would need that in the motion on the conditional use permits from the planning commission. So your applicant's also seeking this CUP for a wedding and event facility to be located at the 2361 State Highway BB. Subject property is approximately 4 acres in size, with one restaurant built in 1975 and a swimming pool located on the property. Property is served by a private well with plans to connect to Public Water District Number 2. The building is currently connected to the Taney County Regional Sewer District, according to their map. So looking at our PowerPoint on the screen, this is your power site dam. So Bushels, Taney Como, that parcel sits right up on the bluff. Your access is VB Highway off of 76 Highway in the Kirbyville area. Here's our zoning layer. This is one large parcel. It's not divided or part of that subdivision. There are some different subdivisions in here and lots. So there's a picture. So staff recommendations on the CUP, which is what we make for the wedding and event center, the Taney County Planning Commission would approve CUP 2313, and the County Commission approves the rezone request to 2314 of this parcel from R1 to A1. The following requirements shall apply. Of course, compliance with the applicable provisions of the Taney County's zoning regulations. Also recommending that the fence and vegetative buffer be maintained as a buffer on the adjoining south residential property line. This is something you guys can look at and discuss. 3, decisions subject to all existing easements. And 4, is building permits will be required for any applicable structures or additions over 100 square feet. So this is our pictometry. Some of you will, some of you not, but this was originally planned as like a golf course. This is an old tennis court, and this was going to be the clubhouse, but it just never developed. And now we've got residential. Doug will probably remember the old golf course that was going to come in over there. This is looking from the west at the same building. There's that south. There is a privacy fence there, and then there's quite a bit of vegetation, and quite a bit of vegetation as it went over the bluff that I would recommend maintaining or enhancing just to keep a buffer between it and that residential. So that's looking back to the east. Those tennis courts are just off on the other side. To the north. Then a little bit of view on the back side. And then back to the west. With that, I would turn it over to the applicants to add or speak on it any they wanted to.
Why are we going to agriculture?
The wedding event center is not allowed in R1. So they have the ability to seek to rezone that to A1. And if the county commission would approve that to A1, of course you guys would make recommendation to change it to A1, then a conditional use permit would be allowed in an A1.